Rambam says, what is the Shem of Hashem Kelolom? What is the Yisod? It's the Yisod of Yesh Me'ayin. That's the Yisod. That's Mizbeach. So it comes up Mizbeach, really, and now you see the Vayhi Achar Advarim O'Ela, really, is not, the Gemara says in the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's Achar Advarim Shel Sotan. Yeah, but it's not unrelated to the Pshuto Shel Mikra either. The Chazal embellish and fill in, you know, the gaps. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra always comes through. And Vayhi Achar Advarim O'Ela is really tied to Vayita Eishel Bever Shova Vayikra Shom B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. What does Rama say? The Yisod of Yesh Me'ayin. The Mizbeach is the Yisod of Yesh Me'ayin. Then the Sutton was Mekatrik. Oh, Avram Avinu is, he believes in Lashem Arat Meloah, so he couldn't find one pigeon to be Makriv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Avram didn't have to, because for him, even his son, he didn't feel was his. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Sot. That's why Yachad Vam Eila. But it's tied to the previous Parsha. Vayita Eishel Bever Shova Vayikor Shom B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam, which is the Yisod of Yesh Me'ayin. So it comes out that Mizbeach really embraces two Yisodos and Yadas. It's really one Yisod is the nature of man, Adam in Mekom Kaparasa Nivra, and that really is the whole Yisod of what man is. What knowledge is, what Nevuah is, the Yisod of Nevuah, the Yisod of what Adam is, what the natural man is, what the real man is, how he could perceive, how he has forces within him. On the one hand, he has the ability to be capable of influence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divine influence. On the other hand, his nature is constantly overpowering him and not permitting him to have a clear vision and just momentary flashes of lightning. That's one Yisod, the whole Yisod of what Adam is in terms of how he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Yedias Hashem, to Chochmas Hashem. That's one Yisod of Mizbeach. And the other Yisod of Mizbeach is the Yisod of Yesh Me'ayin, of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, the Yisod of Shabbos, the Yisod of Shemitah, the Yisod of Dukkah of Maisros, and that's really, that completes the whole area, the whole concept of the Mekom HaMizbeach. That's the concept of Mizbeach. And there's one thing I want to say in conclusion, then we'll get back to the problem of the Kabbanis of the Rambam. That's secondary. What I want to, I just want to conclude one thing, that the Mizbeach, the idea of Mizbeach, of course, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam, many ideas in this pasuk, but Vayikra Shom B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam also shows you that the idea of Mizbeach, and that Chazal as well, where the Chazal say, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Satan, that said that Avram Avinu is different. He'd be Makriv his son, so he doesn't need to bring kabbanis. It's not necessary for him. He's always in that state. So the Yisod of Mizbeach was not really for the Avos themselves. See, it wasn't for the Avos themselves. It wasn't necessary for Avram, because it would even be Shechet Benai. But it was done for others. Mizbeach was done, the Mekom HaMizbeach was really done for others. It wasn't done for the Avos themselves, because they were on the level where it wasn't necessary. They didn't need it, because they were constantly with the truth, with the idea of Yesh Me'ayim, the idea of Mizbeach Kapar was a part of their every moment of their existence. But they did it because they recognized and understood the significance, the importance of this idea. And they recognize that this must be established in the world. And that's why they made the Mizbechos. Avram made Mizbechos. Yitzchak made Mizbechos. Yaakov made Mizbechos. But I want to show you that it's interesting, but that was a special era which came to conclusion. The Torah shows you it came to a conclusion. It's interesting. It was an era of Mizbechos, which was done for others. Vayikra Shom B'Shem Arashem Kelolam. That means it was, he called out to the entire world. Called out to the entire world. Okay? Yeah. But if you take a look, you'll see that the end of the Mizbechos in Parshas Vayeshev really starts a whole new area. Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Mekuri Aviv Beretz Kenan, and from that point on, you don't find any more Mizbechos. The last Mizbeach was before Vayetzev Yaakov Matzeva, the Mokom Ashadibur Ito Matzevas Oven, and then after that, it says the Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masar, and then after it enunciates, it tells you in Bereishis Lamed Hey, it gives you Vatamas Rachel and Vayatzev Yaakov Matzevas Kavarasa, he Matzevas Kavaras Rachel Arayom, okay. And then it goes through the Bnei Yaakov, and then it says Vayovo Yaakov El Yitzchok Oviv Mamre Kiryasa Arba. He Chevron Asher Gershom Avram V'Yitzchok. What is the pasuk telling you? He came back. It's very nice. He came back and he saw his father. But it's more than that. It means that was the end of all his journeys. You see, he returned back to Yitzchok Oviv Mamre Kiryas Arba, he Chevron Asher Gershom Avram V'Yitzchok. That pasuk really signifies the end of an era, the era of Mizbechos. And why does it end right over there? Because Vayivnei Yaakov Shnei Masa. Because then the concentration of the Avos, the concentration of Yaakov, was turned from Vayikra B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam to the entire world, but it was turned, now the focus was on the Bnei Yaakov, to establish through the Shiftei Kah, you see, to establish through the Shiftei Kah the Yediyas Hashem for the entire world through the establishment of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it starts off Eilat Olos Eisav Uedon. Because after that is the end of the year of Mizbechos. You don't find Mizbechos anymore. Because on the contrary, what you find is then it starts to tell you. I'll get to that next week a little more. Vela told us Esav Uedom. It goes into the Toldos of Esav, and then it starts off the Eila told us Yaakov Yosef Ben Shvayas Reishona Hayorah Sechov Batzon. What it starts to tell you is we'll go through more next week. But what it starts to tell you is a whole different system began. After the year of Mizbechos. What was the system? The system was establishing Klal Yisrael through the Shiftei Kah. No more the Mizbechos weren't anymore the essential preoccupation of the Avos. But the energy now was directed towards establishing the Shiftei Kah, and that's the whole thing of the Ksonis Pasim. What is the Ksonis Pasim? The Ksonis Pasim was the Torah that he learned in Shem Vaever was given over to Yosef. Yosef was established through the Ksonis Pasim as the Rosh Yeshiva, and Yehuda was really established as the Melech, and the whole system, Yaakovinu established a whole system. All his energies were concentrated in establishing the Shiftei Kah. Mizbechos weren't significant anymore. And in yesterday's Parsha, where it says, the only time you find any kind of ideal allusion to Mizbech is in yesterday's Parsha, but that's a different thing, where it says that when Yaakovina found out that Yosef was alive, so it says that he said he's going to go. Where's the pasuk? A second.
Memvav Aleph.
Where?
Memvav Aleph.
Memvav Aleph. Memvav Aleph. Memvav Aleph. Where it says that Vayisa Yisrael v'chol ha'shelo v'yovo be'er ha'shova v'yizbach zvochim l'lekei oviv Yitzchak. Over there it doesn't say anything about Mizbeach. It says about Kabbanis. There the emphasis is on zvochim. That's a different idea. Different idea. But Mizbeach, really, the era of Mizbeach was gone. The era of Mizbeach was gone. The idea of Mizbeach, Mekoma Mizbeach, was later reestablished for Klal Yisrael. In the year Beis Elikim, the ultimate base of Lakim, which was the Migdash. You see, the Migdash in Har Maria. That the Mizbeach reappears later in a different form in the framework of Klal Yisrael, which was the framework that was the new framework that was established. It's not the order of the Torah is very precise in terms of teaching us the ideas that the focus of the Avos was changed. Different kind of a focus in the Man Avos of Mizbeach. Later, Yaakov Vinu switched, and the focus was on establishing Shiftei Kah, and the idea of Mizbeach comes back in Migdash, which is V'asuli Migdash V'shachanti B'socham, through the medium of Klal Yisrael. The vehicle, Klal Yisrael, becomes a vehicle. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah, next. Is that a question, Rabbi?
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. First of all, in terms of Adam and Kom Kaparasu and Nibra, in terms of Adam Arishon, it seems to be that his existence before the Chait wasn't Kom Kaparasu. His whole energy was towards the Chachma. So how come they say Adam and Kom Kaparasu and Nibra?
Say it again.
In terms of Adam Arishon himself, Kodem Achait, his whole existence seems to be towards, his whole energy seems to be towards Chachma. So how could you say that Adam Mimkom Kaparatu and Nivra?
Then why he needed Kaparatu?
Right.
Good question. I have to elaborate. That's a good question. I'd like to give it some thought. Good question.
And another one?
The difference between before and after. Yeah, okay, good.
Right, and another one, in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Rambam says he was constantly in the light, right?
Correct.
On the other hand, Torah seems to say that he's the only one who's ever going to achieve that level. And the question is, if this is really a natural level of human existence, how come it's really limited to that one person?
I mean, why there was only one person that reached the limit of the species?
And Torah assured us that no one else will.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, why it is that way?
Yeah, it's a strange kind of species consists of one.
That's correct. You're right. That's why, because the species of man is different than the species of animal. That's correct. And this is easily observable, because you don't find in the animal world, you don't find an elephant that weighs 5 pounds and an elephant that weighs 3 tons. I mean, the animal world is pretty much the same. You find a little smaller, a little larger, but each species you find there's a certain range. But with man, you see that the essence of man is his chachma, and you see that there are human beings that are basically very little higher than the animals, and then you see humans that have practically no intelligence, and then you see a person like Einstein who doesn't belong to the same species. So you see, with regard to the species of man, it's not the same. It doesn't follow the pattern of the species with regard to the animal world. That's a good observation. It's something which, again, it also deserves elaboration. But that basically you see right away. That you can't, the species of man is different. And it's different because of the fact that it's a metaphysical species. And that's why you have one person can't even count, and another person can work out the universes of relativity. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's part of the same species. That's an open fact, though. You see that's the case. And one person can't even do basic mathematics, another individual can uncover the most basic ideas in the universe. I mean, the disparity is unbelievable. But that has to do with the fact that man has to do with what I mentioned before also, that this species is different in terms of it has an element which is a different kind of an element, It's not. See, the other species work in a mechanical way. The machinery is pretty much the same. I mean, once you have the machinery, it works a certain way. Okay, there's little differences, but with regard to man, it's a completely different thing. It's everything that he has is simply a prerequisite for an unfolding, and that unfolding, a new man emerges. It's a different kind of a phenomenon. And because it's a different kind of a phenomenon, you cannot compare it with the other species. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, it's not the physical, not the psychological, not the intellectual, and not the imaginative. None of those. Those are only the basis. Once that basis is intact, now it's subject to an influence of divine influence, which conveys chachma to man. So it's a different, it operates completely, in a completely different way. Because it operates that way, so it doesn't fall in line with the way the species fall in line. And that's clear to any observer. That's clear to any observer. I mean, the mind of one human being, minakotza lakotza, there's such a disparity, it doesn't belong in the same species. There's no question about it. But that's because man is more than just a... It's a different kind of a species. It's a different kind of a species. Okay. Any other questions? I can elaborate on it. There are more things to talk about there. I appreciate the question. Good question. But, I'm just giving you a basic point. You just can't compare the two. That is clear.
Did you want to explain Karan Orpanov of Moshe Rabbeinu? You mentioned that earlier.
The Rambam says,
We'll leave for next time? Okay.
We'll leave for next time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Unless we mentioned the two themes of Mizbeach. One theme is Adam and Mekom Kaparasa Nivra. And Adam, it's a Limud and Havana in the... And now Adam functions as Selam Alekim, the yesod of his function. And the second yesod of Mizbeach was the yesod of Yedias Hashem, which is Vayikrasham Hashem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. Like the Rambam says, it means Kel Olam means the yesod of the Kadmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, creatio ex nihilo. Yeah. I just want to show that yesod is yesod reappears constantly in Torah. It's an interesting thing. You take a look at the every day we say in Volatzion, you say the Kedusha de Sidra. Okay, Kedusha de Sidra. Now, take a look in the Kedusha de Sidra. It's an interesting thing. One second. Okay. Yeah. In Kedusha de Sidra, it starts off with Kedusha. And, yeah. Okay, the Kedusha and the Tirgum. Kedusha and the Tirgum. And then it gives, after it gives the Tirgum, Hashem Yimlach was the last part of the Tirgum, Hashem Yimlach Lo Amvoed, so the Tirgum is Hashem Malchus Koim La'olam La'olmi Almaya. That's the end of the Kedusha. Okay. But then there's a funny, then what follows next is strange. It says, Ad Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchok V'Yisrael Avaseinu, Shom Razos La'olam L'yetem Machshavos L'vavam Mecha V'hochein L'vavam Elecha. I mean, what is this? What is it talking about? Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchok V'Yisrael Shom Razos La'olam. Shom Razos is what? The Kedusha. Shom Razos La'olam. That God keeps the Kedusha. L'yetem Machshavos L'vavam Mecha. And what does it mean? I mean, the meaning is at first sight, I mean, it escapes any kind of understanding or continuity from before. Okay? Yeah. And now it's interesting. Where did this come from? Ad Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchok Yisrael Avaseinu Shom Razos La'olam L'yetzer Machshavos L'vav Amecha V'Ochon Avam Melecha. Where is that from? It's a pasuk in Divrei Yamin. Okay, it's a pasuk in Divrei Yamin. So the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim is over here. Divrei Hayamim, just a second. Divrei Yomim Aleph. It's the end of Divrei Yomim Aleph. Divrei Yomim Aleph, Chof Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches. Okay? Yeah. So the Mesadar Atfila put together that with the Kedusha de Sidra. What does it have to do with it? If you take a look over there in Divrei Yomim, what is the area that is being discussed there? So over there, the end of Divrei Yomim is where David HaMelech gathered together. It's Divrei Yomim Aleph Chaf Ches. Vayakel David is called Sori Yisrael, Sori Ashvatim, Sori Amachlikos, Sori Alofim, Sori Ameos. Okay, and then it says Vayokom David HaMelech Al Raglos. That's in the beginning of Chaf Ches. Vayamash Ma'uni Achai Va'ami. Ani Min Levavi Livnos Beis Menucha Laron Bis Hashem Vala Adom Ragle Lekeinu Vachinosi Livnos V'olokim Amalu Losiv Nevayas Hashmi. So I wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but God said, no, you shouldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Ish Melchomos Ato V'domim Shafachla, because you're a man of war. Vayivchad Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bi Mikol Beis Avivli Yisla Melech Al Yisrael Olam. So God chose of all my children Shlomo. Vayomali Shlomo Vincha Hu Yivne Beisi Vachaterosoi. Kivachati Voli Levain Vanielov. Okay. Then it says that David HaMelech all the people were, he told them that the Tavnis he gave over Yitin David Hashanah Beno as Tavnis Ulam there's Botov Hakol B'Sav Miad Hashem Alai Hiskil Kol Malachos HaTavnis Vayom Adav L'Shmo L'Shlomo Beno Chazak V'Amat Altir V'Altechos. Okay, and then he says like this, yeah, then it says that then David HaMelech said, just a second, what did he just give me a second. And also, yeah, and then he says, "Va'ata Shlomo b'ni da'as elokei avicho v'avdeo b'lev sholem u'v'nefesh chafetzo." Okay, so he charged Shlomo with the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. And then it says that "Va'yom David HaMelech v'chol hakol chavtes Shlomo b'ni echad bocha bo elokim na'avarach." He's young. He's 12 years old. "Amalocha gedola kilo la'odem abir kilo Hashem elokim." So then he says like this. So then he asked them to be menadev. And the pasuk says they were menadev, and then it says, Vayismuchu ha'om alis nadvam, ki belev sholem his nadvu l'Hashem. Vegam David HaMelech somach simcha gedola. Okay, so it was, the dover was belev sholem. Now, then it goes on, it says like this. Then it says, Varach David said, Hashem leina kol hakol, v'yom adov rechato Hashem melekei yisrael v'inim ha'olam ha'olam. You say in between, you say before Az Yashir, Chodeshem Agdula, Vavurat Ves, Mez Vahoid, and then it goes on, and then it says, after that, it says, Arishem Elekei Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avaseinu Shom Azos Le'olam Liyetzem Machshavos Levav Anmecho Vahochein Levav Amelecho. But right in between the Vayavarach David, everybody's familiar with Vayavarach David, because say every morning, Now, after that, and before Adashem Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yisrael Avasenu Shem Mazos L'Olam L'Yetzamach Shavos V'Avanecha, so it says, So there are psukim there. There are psukim. So the psukim says as follows. First part says, V'chimi ani, umi ami, kinatzo koach, with nadev kazos, kimimcho akol, umi yodcho nasanolach. Kigerim anachnu lefonecha v'soshovim kechol aveisenu katzel yamenu alorat vein mikdash. That's basically the principle that we mentioned last week by Mizbeach, that we said that the principle of Mizbeach, the most essential principle, is expressed in the mitzvah of tzedakah. And that's like the Ibn Ezra says, v'chol ashatitin li asher asran aloch. So the Ibn Ezra says that by the makom ha-mizbeach, that the netova will be misnadev by the makom, by makom hazeh, by makom hamizbeach, because the concept of tzedakah really is not an act of netova, but like we said last week, it's a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch, of the Bria, the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch is the Borei Olam and everything is His, and the concept of our bailus is really an artificial one. In other words, mitzvah tzedakah is not a meisen nedava, is not a meisen nesina, but it's simply based on a recognition of on yedias Hashem, recognition of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadmon, and everything in the bria was created by Him, and that's exactly what the pasuk says, because it says, and that's the pasuk explaining. Vayismuchu ha'om alis nadvom ki belev sholem is nadvu Hashem. The gam David ha'melech somach simcha gedola. What was the belev? What is belev sholem? How are you misnadev belev sholem? So that's what it explains. V'chimi ani umi ami ki natza koach misnadev kazot. Who are we that we should struggle to be misnadev? Ki mimcha ha'kol umi yotcha nasan Allah. So and then he continues that Hashem Elokeinu kol ha'amon hazeh asher hachinonu livnos l'cho bayis l'shem kodshecho miyodcho hi u'l'cho hakol v'yadati Elokai ki ata bochein levav u'meishorim tirtzeh ani biyosha levavi yisnadavti cholelo va'ato amcha nimtze ufo ra'isi v'simcha lisnadev loch. So you see how beautifully the Navi describes what a true nedava is. A person can't really give tzedakah, cannot be a menadev, if he doesn't have the yediya of l'cho Hashem HaKol. And l'cho Hashem HaKol is really the same thing as Vayikra Shem B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam, that Kadmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the knowledge that everything was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it justly belongs to Him. And basically the Navi expresses this idea, defines precisely what a true Nedava is. What is the idea of a true Nedava? A true Nedava is where the person realizes he is not a misnadev. V'chimi ani umi ami ki natza koach misnadev kazos. Ki mimcha kol umi yodcha nasan alach. It means if the person senses a struggle in giving, it means he doesn't understand ki mimcha kol umi yodcha nasan alach. So that's basically the concept of Mizbeach, and the concept of V'chol Asher Tikun Li Aser Asrenulach. It means to say that Tzedakah, the Maisa Tzedakah, is an act which is an expression of B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. And then, after the Pasuk defines what a real Nedava is, a real Nedava is a recognition of the true bailus of what real bailus is, the bailus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. After that, it says that Hashem Melekei Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael Aviseinu Shom Razeis Lo'olam L'Yetze Machshavos Levav Amecha V'Hochein Levav Melecha. That's what the pasuk means. The pasuk means shomer zos lolom v'yetsa machshavos levava mecha v'hochein levava melecha. Like Rashi says, zochol lonu zos hanedava l'mitzvah rabo l'tzedaka. V'yetsa machshavos levava mecha ki yetsa beiz levava machshavosam l'tova. Musa gol ki ata bochein leva. V'hochein levava melecha. Shnei levavam shom liyas lev echor elecha v'chein tvar. So the pasuk of Hashem Malakei Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avasinu Shomra Zos Lolam, the Zos is going on the on tzedakah, on the genuine, the true act of nedava, where the person realizes he is not a menadev, he's not a misnadev. That's the chol shatikun li aser asrenu loch, and that's an expression of the hakoras ha'odam of the shem ad Hashem kelolam. So if a person has difficulty in being a misnadev, or if he feels any sense of self-aggrandizement in the act of nedava, it means he doesn't have an accurate knowledge of the shem ad Hashem kelolam. Shem alakei Avram Yitzchak Yisrael shomer zos la'olam Liyetsa machshavos levava mecha is going on this ma'isa tzedakah, ma'isa nedava from Divrei Yomim. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting because the Gemara says, what is kedusha de sidro? The kedusha de sidro. So the Gemara says in the end of Sota, the Gemara says that ve'ela alma amayka mekayim a kedusha de sidro va'yehesh me rabba dagarata. So Rashi says, what's a kedusha de sidra? Say the kedusha. Shelo tiknuha ela sheyu kol Yisrael oskin b'tara b'chol yom dova muat. They're on the sakin kedusha de sidra that everybody should be osik b'tara at least some minimal amount. Sheomer kriyoso v'tirgumo. So he says the kriyon, the tirgum. V'hein ke oskin b'tara. The chivan shenoeg b'chol Yisrael, the talmidim u'ba'amei ha'aretz, the yesh kan shtayim kedushas Hashem, the Talmud Torah chovevo. So Rashi says that it has two elements. It has kedushas Hashem, and it has Talmud Torah, both. So those two elements, since it's done on a level of Kol Yisrael, so that's what the Olam, that results in Kiyam Ha'olam. So you see how beautifully the Mesadar HaTfilah, how the Mesadar HaTfilah, they said, but that is not enough, unless you're Metzarif to that, the pasuk of Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avasenu Shomra Zos Li'olam, which means to say that the kedushas Hashem, the recognition of Kadosh Kadosh Yediyas Hashem and Talmud Torah, is not complete unless you mitzaref to that Talmud Torah, to that Yediyah, a Maisa HaMitzvah, where the Maisa HaMitzvah reflects and expresses and actually takes the Yetzer Ha'odom, and it forces the Yetzer Ha'odom into an activity which is in line with his idea, and that is an activity of being a menadev, of giving tzedakah, which is basically the fact that he's not a menadev, and it's a hakara of the shame at Hashem Kelolam. So you see that Shemaz Azami Ritva, so that's really the end, that's really how the whole Volatian is put together. The Volatian is put together with Talmud Torah and Yediyas Hashem, but the Talmud Torah and the Yediyas Hashem is not enough if you leave it on that level, and if you forget the whole principle of Yahadus, that without taking the idea and assimilating the idea into the individual's personality in a way that that both elements of the instinctual part of man, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra, should be subordinated to this idea, and the way to subordinate them to that idea is through a Maisa HaMitzvah, through an activity. Because the Maisa, the activity, perfects the individual by bringing his instinctual life in line and under the control and under the supremacy of the Yedias Hashem. That's basically the whole. If you take a look, I mean, that's the whole tefillah of the Olah Tzion, and then the tefillah basically continues. I mean, the Yeretzon Fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Kesef Shnei Machkar Balam Azev, Veniskev Nechi Venira, Venir Shav Rochus Shnei Matzim Shirchai Balam Abba, Lamayis Amecha. Bitchu Varashem Adayad, and the conclusion is V'yiftachu V'cho Yod Eishimecha Ki Lezavta Dereshecha Hashem. Basically, that's the conclusion of the whole tefillah. It's a beautiful tefillah, but the whole connection is clear. The connection in Rav Tzion, really, the whole connection is that the whole Hashkafas Yadus is expressed in Rav Tzion. Yedias Hashem, Kadosh Kadosh, Limud Talmud Torah Tirgum, and the conclusion is acting in a way which manifests the ultimate idea, which is Vayikra Shom B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam, which is that through giving tzedakah, through being misnadev, the individual recognizes that he's not a misnadev, and that is where the instinctual part of man conforms to his yediyah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Olam, the Kadmon, and the Bria is everything is B'yodo, like the Navi says, everything is his, and therefore there's no such thing really as an adava. That's basically the explanation of the volatium. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just curious. Rashi has the Kiddush Hashem in Talmud Torah.
Yes.
But he doesn't mention the feature of tzedakah.
Yeah, I know, because I know he doesn't mention it, let me explain something to you. There's an ultimate kiyum, and then there are things, and there are vehicles of that kiyum. Like the Rambam says in the end of the Moreh Nevuchim, so the Rambam says, with regard to the mitzvahs, let me just find these things. So the Rambam says like this. Mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are only a means. And the mitzvahs are only a means and a vehicle of perfection. But the ultimate way to worship God is through Yediyah. He says in the right near the almost by the end of the Maori, he says hear the opinion of our sages on the subject. He says in the paragraph that our sages have likewise derived from this passage the above mentioned lessons, okay, and stated the same theory that has been explained in this chapter, that the simple term chachma as a rule denotes the highest aim of man, the knowledge of God. And then he goes on to say, he says, and that the religious acts prescribed in the law, the various kinds of worship, and the moral principles which benefit all people in their social intercourse with each other do not constitute the ultimate aim of man, nor can they be compared to it, for they are but preparations leading to it. Okay? So in other words, like this. In other words, there are two components. The ultimate aim is Yedias Hashem, but the mitzvahs are preparatory. But to negate the mitzvah, and to think that you could short-circuit the system is foolishness and it's an impossibility. Cannot be done. Just like the Rambam says, you cannot reach God without tefillah. It's necessary. So the same thing is true with the mitzvahs. So the same thing is true with regard to Adam, that while the ultimate kiyum is through yediyah and through limud, through kedushas Hashem, yediyas Hashem, and through limud, the process of limud, that's the ultimate kiyum. But this kiyum can never take place unless the instinctual is subordinated, and the only way the instinctual can be subordinated is through maisa, through maisa mitzvah. And the, without maisa mitzvah, the yediyah cannot take effect. That's the philosophy of Hadas. That's the philosophy of Hadas. So Rashi in Sota is just mentioning the kiyum. Because the Gemara says, "What is Olam Kayim? Is a Kedusha Sidra." So the Kiyum, the ultimate Kiyum, is like the Rambam says, is through Yediyah. But without Maisa, it's impossible. And not only is it impossible for us, it was impossible for Yaakov Avinu. Because that's what the pasuk says: "V'chol asher titen li, aser asran aloch." What does it mean? It means without subordinating the instinctual, so Yaakov Avinu could never reach the level of Yediyas Hashem. And that's what I said in the whole, all these last shirim that we were talking about, that Maisa Mitzvah and Yediyah are very closely related. They're not like two separate compartments. But on the contrary, if the person lacks in Maisa, there's going to be a block in Yediyah. You can't, because man is constructed in a certain way in this existence. The way man is constructed is that if the instinctual is not subordinated, is not under the supremacy of Yediyas Hashem, of Yediyah, then there is no Yediyah. There is no Yediyah. They go hand in hand. That's why if you take a look, I mean, if you look if you have a sensitivity for the text of the Volotzian, you see that's basically what he's saying. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. After the Talmud Torah, then he says, So that's only possible through Maisa. Without Maisa, it's not possible. Without the subordination of the instinct, it's impossible. And what is the institution that subordinates the instinctual? Maisa. Without Maisa, there's no the Maisa and Yediyah, really, and that's what I think I've been trying to say the last few weeks. And Maisa and Yediyah, people look at two different, discrete components, but they're really not. They really are very closely related. And that's the whole philosophy of Yahadis, is all the same. I mean, Rashi just mentions the Talmud Torah. That's true. That's what I'm talking. But the Talmud Torah that doesn't lead to Yediyas Hashem, and Yediyas Hashem, which is v'chol asher titen li aser asran aloch, like the Navi says, that he's a misnadev, but he's not a misnadev. That he reaches the level, that's the recognition of b'shem ar Hashem kel olam. Without that, there's no b'shem ar Hashem kel olam. There's a denial. The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra are not under the supremacy of Chochma, then there's nothing. Then there's basically nothing. I mean, there are a lot of people that would like to short-circuit the system, but it's an impossibility. That's just human arrogance. That is a Tzatzitzar. Okay. So that's basically what it is. So the Yahadis ties, it's an interesting thing. Yahadis ties Yediyas Hashem with Tzedakah. Person doesn't get Tzedakah, he can't have Yediyas Hashem. Impossible. I'll show you, it's not just over here. Not just in, I mean, the Divrei Yomim is beautiful. I mean, the way he defines it, I mean, just the precision of the definition is beautiful. I mean, those psukim before Ad Hashem are worthwhile learning yourself. Before the Ad Hashem Elokei Mitzvah Zos Hashem Zos Li Olom Li Yetzer Machshav Os Levav Nach Vav. By the way, that was the tefillah of David HaMelech, that the whole, because the whole arm were misnadev belev shoein. That was the whole tefillah. So that was the essence for all of Klal Yisrael, that they could participate in Yedias Hashem. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, that all of Klal Yisrael should participate in Yedias Hashem. And the only way to participate is not without Maisa. It's impossible. Without Maisa, the Yedias is not possible. Okay, now again you have it. Like I said, an important theme keeps on reappearing. Like Chazal say, "Davar zekasav b'Torah, v'shani b'nevi'im, v'shulz b'ksuvim." So it repeats itself. You have, for instance, in Malachi, the last of the nevi'im. So the after of Avolat Hashem. So the pasuk says. So the Navi says, Malachi says, "Lamime avoseichem sarta mechukai velo shemarta." Okay, shuvu elai v'shuvu aleichem, Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Va'amartem, and you'll say, "Bamen ashuv." Okay, we're ready to do tshuva. Well, tell us what to do with. So the Navi goes on, "Hayikba odom elokim." Can a person steal from God? Ki atem kovim osi. You're stealing from me. Ba'amartem, and you'll say, "Ba'mek vanucha." How do we steal? The answer is, "Hamaisa vatruma." Then, "Ba'me'era atem ne'orim v'otzi atem kovim agoy kulo." So you're cursed because you steal. "Avios kalamaser al beis ha'otzi v'hi terif b'veisi." "U'v'chanuni no b'zos v'mar Hashem tzvakos." "U'lo aftach lachem eis arubas ha'shamayim v'arkos lachem brocha ad b'lidoi." And that's the one time, like we mentioned last week, that's the one time where it's mutter. That is not, in other words, that is the activity. That's what the Navi says. You want to know how to do tshuva? You broke the chukim. Navi doesn't say, "Okay, think over all the chukim you didn't do tshuva on each mitzvah." No, he said there's one way to be a shav. Shav means perfection. And perfection is only possible where the instinctual is in line, subordinated, in line with the idea of Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam. And that's only possible through tzedakah. And that's the exception. That's the pasuk of V'chol Asher Titen Li Aser Asen Olach. That's Maisros. Maisros is next to Mizbeach. It's in Makom HaMizbeach. The giving of tzedakah is the active expression, the active realization where the individual as a whole, with his mind and his intellect, his mind and his instincts, recognizes God. That's basically what it is. Tzedakah is not an external mitzvah. Tzedakah is different than other mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah like tefillin. It's not a mitzvah like mezuzah. It's an intrinsic perfection. Different kind of mitzvahs. There are different kinds of mitzvahs. That's basically what the Navi says. The Navi Malachi, it's in Kedusha de Sidra, it's in David HaMelech said it, and Yaakov Avinu, and it's the Yesod in Kola Tarkola. That's basically it. Okay. Any questions?
Rabbi? Okay. Rabbi, what about the an Ani? Right?
That's a raya.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the biggest raya. That's the biggest raya.
Exactly.
You see that even on his final tzedakah, it's chayav and tzedakah, because without tzedakah, there's no yedias Hashem. There's no kadmus hakadosh baruch hu.
The amount of tzedakah God gives is not reflective of his yedias Hashem.
It certainly is.
It is
for him. It's hashem. So if he gives a dollar a year, I mean, it's not some problem, unless he's really an oni that's a total nitzra. Well, that's basically, if he's stingy, I mean, if he's stingy, that's what the Navi's saying over there, because they brought the Pesach and the Iver. What does God care for that little moment? It means that the moment the person views, in other words, what the Torah is saying is that the idea of tzedakah is not simply because of the need of the ani. That's not simply what it is. But the idea of tzedakah is the recognition. It's not a social activity. It's not a social phenomenon. It's not because of the lowly state of the ani. That's part of it. But basically, tzedakah is kol asher titen li'atzas, and that's why, in terms of meiser, it counted what they were misnadeh for the mikdash is also meiser. In terms of meiser, the giving to the mikdash, it's not v'kol ha'om b'leiv shalem. So that's also it's not just for aniyim. It means to say, and that's the idea of kabbonis. That's the idea of mizbeach. That's the other idea of kabbonis. And you see also. You see, in the Navi of the end of Divrei Hayomim, actually, right afterwards, the same thing. It says right after that. And the next pasuk is Vayizbuchu Larishem Zvachim Vayalu Olos Lashem Lamokras Ayamahu Parim Elef Elam Elef Kvasim Elef Veniskeim Zvachim Larob Lachol Yisrael. Okay? That's what it says. Parim Elef, Elam Elef, Plasim Elef, and Eskeim was Zvachim LaRov L'Chol Yisrael. So you see the idea of Zvachim. That's exactly the idea that we mentioned. That Lashem Aretz Malah. Zvachim is Lashem Aretz Malah, and that's why they concluded with the Zvachim. The Zvachim is Mizbeach, and Mizbeach is Lashem Aretz Malah, and that's the Yisod Lashem Aretz Malah is the Yisod of the Vayikra Hashem Hashem and Hashem Kel Olam. And that's Kadmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Yesh Me'ayin, the Bria of Yesh Me'ayin. That's the perfection, and that's the perfection found in Shabbos, the perfection found in Shemitah, and it's the underlying theme of Kol HaTorah Kulah. It is the underlying theme of Kol HaTorah Kulah. And that is perfection. And that underlying theme of Kol HaTorah Kulah is expressed in one mitzvah, Tzedakah. That's basically it. Okay?
Can I see you?
Is that why Tzedakah is included in Ma'avir and Esrullah HaGezeirah? What's that? Is that why Tzedakah is included in Ma'avir and Esrullah HaGezeirah? Yes, correct. Correct. Yes, no question about it. Yeah, no question about it. Ma'avir and Esrullah HaGezeirah. That's right. That's correct. That's the underlying, it is the enactment of the Shem HaShem Kelolam. That's what it is. It's the physical component of the idea. Okay, man is divided into two components. The physical component must be in line with the ideational component, and that is the expression of the insofar as the physical activity is concerned. It's not an extraneous mitzvah like other mitzvahs. It's essential. Amartem b'men noshuv. Hayik ba'odam alakim, and that's what the pasuk says. Hayik ba'odam alakim. Can a person rob from God? Doesn't make any sense. So apparently, if you think you can, you don't have Yedias Hashem. That's what the Navi's saying. Okay. So it's the underlying idea of Bailus HaKadosh Baruch. I mean, that's what the pasuk says over there in the Devarim. Ki gerim v'so shovim anach. What's the pasuk? Kigerim anachnu lefanecha v'so shovim kechol avosenu katzel yemenu aloretz ein mikveh ad Hashem alakenu kol amon hazeh ashachinonu livnos lechabayis Hashem kachecha miyad chahi l'cho akol That's basically the that's the Yadata Lekanikiyata Bochen Levov Umeisharim. It means to say that the whole essence of tzedakah depends upon the lathe and the straightness of his heart. Umeisharim Tirta. Ani biyosha levavi is not davti cholela. The ata, the emphasis, I mean, you see the emphasis on biyosha levavi is not davti cholela. If you just gaze, I mean, that's nothing. Vata amcho hanimtsu fo ra'isi v'simcho lis nadevloch. So the whole kiyum of tzedakah, since tzedakah is a kiyum in a recognition in yediyas Hashem, it must be done b'leiv sholem, it must be done properly. If it's not done properly, if there's a conflict over there, so then it lacks in the whole yediyas Hashem. If there's a conflict, it lacks. It has to be done without a conflict. He is not a misnadeh. I mean, that's what David HaMelech was saying. That's the level. If you don't have that level, that's why he emphasizes it. There are a few times over there that he mentions it. That it was b'leiv sholem l'snadeh v'loch. And he b'yosha l'vavi is not davti cholela. If it's not b'yosha l'lev, because kiyata bochein levo hu meishorim tirta. Okay, God likes straight. Okay, v'chol tovi, v'chol Rashi, v'leiv tovi yosher tirta, v'chein ani yodea shebi yosher levavi, sheyashanti l'tov levavi l'leiv echad, b'is nat vosias kolela, mena amcho shenia. Yeah, basically, I mean, it's kedai to learn through these psukim of his, the end of Divrei Yom, very, very, very beautiful. Okay, very high ideal, very high level. But that's basically that's the theme of Mizbeach. That's the theme of Mizbeach. That's the theme of Kabbanis. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to take up. The other thing I wanted to take up today is also tied to the to Vayikra Shem B'Shem Ad Hashem Kel Olam, and that is the idea that Avram Avinu. We said Avram Avinu was the first one to teach man the concept of Mahu Afata. Okay? That Shem taught the idea of Kanish Mayavarat. Kanish Mayavarat, and that's really the Kanish Mayavarat is Yesh Mayayin, and that's really the Yesod of Shabbos. Like we mentioned, that's why you say Kanish Mayavarat in the Chazaras Hashat, Main Sheva. So, that was Shem. But Avram Avinu went one step further. And he showed, he's the first one that showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Adon. An Adon means that you can emulate his ways. And the way that he was really the Derech Hashem. So I want to elaborate a little bit on that idea. Because I think, you know, sometimes you find things that look similar, but really are very different. Like, for instance, primitive people worship the sun. And they believe that the sun is the source of their life. So we know that's false, but in a way it's true. I mean, science knows that all energy comes from the sun. But the way the scientist relates to the sun and the way the primitive man relates to the sun sounds almost the same, but it's quite different. It's quite different. There are many things like that that they seem alike, but actually they're completely differentiated from each other. And the same thing I think exists over here with the Mahu Afata, and that's what I want to go into a little bit, because that's really the Derech Avram. Derech Avram is the Derech Hashem of the Derech of Avram Avinu. That's really the Mahu Afata. Okay, Mahu Nikra Racham Afata Yerachem. But there is a phrase out there that people say, imitatio Deo, which means imitate God. And it's known in the world at large. But what I want to say is that imitatio Deo is not, you have to be very careful what that means. There is a counterfeit imitatio Deo. And the counterfeit is found really in the Torah itself. You know where it is? It is a counterfeit imitatio Deo. The counterfeit is found right in the beginning of Bereshis. The Yisum Kelekin. Okay? So the Yisum Kelekin is also, it sounds the same. The Yisum Kelekin imitate the Creator. Yedei Tevara. So there is an imitatio Deo which stems from man's arrogance, where he wishes to be godlike. That I want to make clear, that is exactly the opposite of what we mean by imitatio Deo, and that there are two of them. One is the real one, the one that's MS, and the other one is not only Sheker, I mean, but it's the opposite. It's the height of Resha. But if you read books that discuss this idea, you will see that in their shallowness, they do not distinguish, and they lump it all into one under one phrase of imitatio Deo. But our idea of imitating the ways of God has no shaychus to what they're talking about. Their idea is based on the highest arrogance, where man does not wish to accept what he is. And our idea is based on the highest humility, when man realizes what he is. Just to start off, before we go into into what it is exactly, in a little more detail of what it is exactly, I would like to just mention the whole concept of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And herein also lies a big error. Where people think that they understand what is meant by Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't understand it properly, so then it leads to completely away from God, and the proper understanding really leads a person close to God. But the idea of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really based on the one hand, it's an enhancement of a person's Yedias Hashem, but on the other hand, it shows man his distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? Because Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the mistake that the world makes, that the world just thinks that the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simply Yedias Hashem. And therefore, what they say is, and that's why they make the horrible, erroneous conclusion that God has emotions and God has dispositions, and that we know is absolute kfirah. So that's because they think that it leads them to knowledge of God, and we say that God is kind and merciful. They think they understand what that means, and they project their own nature onto God, onto their idea of God, their false idea of God, and therefore they make this serious error. But for us, it's interesting. For us, Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I said before, on the one hand it is Yedia, but on the other hand it emphasizes Richuk. It emphasizes Richuk. And where do you see that really most clearly? You see that in the source that we have from the Torah for the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ha'adininos rachecho, and ha'arininos kvaydecho." And the first thing he was answered, "Ha'adininos rachecho, vayavar Hashem al ponov vayikra, Hashem Hashem kel racham v'chanun." But on the second one, Areninos Kodecha, that he wasn't given an answer. That's Kilo Yirani Adam Lachoy. These two things are really tied together very intimately. What it means is like this, that the reason why we see or we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us with his Midos is because we lack the real Yedias Hashem. Because if we had the real Yedias Hashem, so then we would be beyond the Midos, then we'd really understand that. Then it would be Hareminos Kodecho. Hareminos Kodecho is beyond the Midos. The moment you have Midos, it means that you have certain things, many things appear to you. And the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself is through these Midos. But we know, and the Midos are many, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. So therefore we know that the Midos give us a certain kind of knowledge, you see. But on the other hand, what it emphasizes most of all is the Richuk. The fact that we have to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Midos is because we don't really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're far, far, very far from understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was really Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. So the Einyanos Derachecho, first let me see the Midos, step by step, and then Hareinos Kodecho. He wanted to go beyond the Midos, to the real, the ultimate Yediyah of Achdus Hashem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't appear. It doesn't appear through Midos, because Midos are many, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. But on the last request, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Ki Leirani Adam Lachoi, that no human being is capable of going beyond the idea of Midos. But the idea of Midos is really something which for us instills in us the greatest humility, because it's a recognition that there's a barrier that we can't go beyond. And that's why we have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a certain kind of yediyah. It's not nothing. The yediyas aminus is not nothing, because it is yediyas Hashem in a certain way, because we do recognize certain patterns and we're able to, we'll get into a little more what exactly it is, but basically, of course, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu will come back to that. That's a deeper level. But the basic idea is that Hodienos Rechecho and Hareinos Kodecho are really intertwined. They're interconnected, you see. The idea from Hodienos Rechecho is the idea where there is a great Richok, where the person knows Achdus Hashem, but insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed to him, there are many aspects that he sees. And that's the closest he can get. You see, that's the closest he can get. Now, the one that really expressed this idea that we're discussing now is the Shira Kavod, really. The Shira Kavod. That's the Shira Kavod. That the Animus Miros. You see, because he says, Asapra Chavod Chavalori Sicho, Adamcha Achancha Velo Yedaticha. Then he says, Himshilucha Barov Chezionos. It means they gave Mishalom of you with many visions. Hincha Echad Bechol Dimyanos. So we know that you're one, but insofar as us learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Rov Chizyonos. In the Limud from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Rov Chizyonos. But really, Hincho Echad B'chol Dinyonos. Zikna B'yom Dinu Vachras B'yom Krov. Ki Ish Mulchamos Yedav Lo Rov. Tal Eros Rosh Aninlach Vitzosa Rasisei Loiloth. And the whole Machlofos Rosho Kivime Vachuros Vitzosa Tal Talam Shecharos. So the conclusion. Yerav Nasicha Elocha Kinafshi Sara Gelecha. It means that really the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which we in our lowly state That's the closest we can get. That's the closest we. So the real Achdus Hashem is Adam Chachancha V'lo Yedaticha. We don't know. We don't know the real Achdus Hashem. We know that He is Echad, Hincha Echad B'chol Demyonos, that we know, but we know also that we can't reach a full understanding of that Achdus, and we have to be satisfied with Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodieni Noas Drachecha. That's basically, that's the idea, that's the share covered, really. That's the idea to share covered. Beautiful, beautiful share. Again, some things could die to for a person to learn. But I think there's a Lashon HaRambam that says, I think somebody we came across it recently, there's a Lashon HaRambam where he says that even to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared ke ish melchama. Where is that? Just a second. Is a Rambam like that? And just a second, just give me a second. Yeah. Yeah. It's the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrei Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. Okay. So he says, he says, "In Cain, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, Mahu Zeh Shekos Batar V'Sachas Raglav, Kesuvim Be'etzpalekin, Yad Hashem, Einei Hashem, Oznei Hashem, Uvutiyot HaDvarim Elu, Hakol Lefi Daiton Shel Bnei Odom Hu, She'einon Makirin Ela Agufos, Dibur Torah Kol Lashon Bnei Odom, Ba'kol Kinuyim Hem, She'nem Hem Shenosi Barak Harbi, בכי חרב יש לו, ובכי חרב הוא הורג, אלא משל, והכל משל. ראי לדבר שנבי יחד אמר שרוע הקדוש ברוך הוא לבושי כתלג חיבה, ואחד רואו חומץ בגודו מבטרה. משה בנו עצמו רואו על היום כגיבור עושה מלחמה, ובסיני כשליח ציבור עוטף. לומה שאין לו דמות סצורה, אלא הכל במרי הנבוא ובמחזה. Amitas Adava ain't daito shall odam maven below Yeholo la sigo la chakro. Vizesh amar kosev, hacheka la katinto, imatachlus shakaitinto. That's what the Ram means in Allah Hatas. It means even Moshe Rabbeinu had to be satisfied with the Mari Hanavua, Ra'o alayam, kigiba osa mochama, because he was not granted the request of Harini Noes Kodecha, where he could really go beyond the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the mistake of the world, that the world thinks that the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate knowledge, and that's why they're steeped in the Hakshama Sabare, because they make the mistake of thinking that is ultimate, actually ultimate idea. But we know, Klal Yisrael knows, that is not so. That on the contrary, that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Midosov, just like Moshe Rabbeinu related through Hodieni Noas Drachecha Vayavar Hashem Alpono Vayikra, but he was not able, Ki Leirani Yodim Achai, he was not able to reach Harini Noas Kvodecha. That's basically the concept insofar as Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is concerned. Okay. But what I want to go into is what exactly is the Mahu Afata. So I just want to show that just like our understanding of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different, our understanding of what the world coined, what the philosophical world coined as imitatio Deo, is completely different. Okay. Yeah. The Rambam is in Hilchos Deos, the first parak in Hilchos Deos. It's interesting that the Rambam in the first parak in Hilchos Deos explains the first mitzvah, which he enumerates, Mitzvah Aleph Lidamos Bidrachov. So what the world calls over here the golden mean, I mean, is not simply good advice. Insofar as the Rambam is concerned. It's interesting. Insofar as the Rambam is concerned, that's the whole Derech Hashem. It's an amazing thing. Not simply, most people take it like, yeah, it's a good idea for me to be in the middle. Derech HaMamutza. The golden mean. Nice idea. But the but according to the Rambam, really, it's not just a nice idea, good midos. I mean, this is the whole essential Derech Hashem of Avraham Avinu. You take a look at the Rambam in the end of Perek Aleph, where he goes after he gets finished going through the Derech Hayeshara midos Habeinonis with all his details, and it's a very difficult parak to understand. I mean, from Halacha Dalet, Halacha Hey, sounds like he's a lot of twists and turns over here. But anyways, in Halacha Vav, he says, Kach lomdu befirish mitzvah zu. Mahu nikro chanon, afato heyei chanon. Mahu nikro rachum, afato heyei rachum. Mahu nikro kodesh, afato heyei kodesh. V'alderach zu, koru anevim lokeo, Becholos and Akinuyin, Erech Apayin, Verav Chesed, Tzadik, V'Yosho, Tomin, Gibor, V'Chozik, V'Kayotze, Bahem. Lohodia, Shehein Drochin, Tovin, V'Yeshorin, V'Chayev, Odom, Lahanig, Atzmo, Bahem, Ulidamos, Elof, Kefikocho. It's an interesting thing. So he says that the Nevi'im, that's why it's very similar to what Rashi says really in Bereshis. Where Rashi says, why does the Pasuk say, my Sodom, why does the Pasuk say that God says, Er dono ve'era, what's Er dono ve'era? He changes his position. So Rashi says, no, it's to teach a dayan that he shouldn't quickly judge a situation. Even Sodom, where everybody would say that these were Rishoyim, but nope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaveyochol, I mean, as Derech Mashal took time out to go down and investigate. You see, Lomad leDayonim shelo yifseku dinei nefashis neelabriyas hakol kemo shepirashti beparshas haflogo. Okay, is Erdono? Yeah, parshas haflogo. Right, just like by the Derech Flogo also, where Kadosh Baruch Hu said that. Erdano, did a little different lashon. What? By Yerav Hashem. Yerav Hashem lived in the Lurus of Erev as a Migdol Shabbanu Bnei Adam. Yeah. So there also. Lohutra Hakach. Alabol Lamed Vayom Shlo Yashiu Anodu Nachi Yerav Yavino. So the Rambam says the same thing. It's interesting. Rambam says the same thing. That's what Rambam says over here. That why did the Novi refer to God as Kadosh, as Rachum, all these terms, Chanun, all these terms that really don't truly apply to him. Okay, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Tzadik, Yosha. The reason is, one reason, Lodia, Shehein Drachim, Tovin, Yesharim, V'chayav Adam, Lahanig, Atzmo, Bohen, Lidamos, Elof, Kesikocho. Okay, these are, it's an interesting thing. It's almost like a contradiction. On the one hand, these are not Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, you're using these midos with damos elav. It's an interesting thing. It sounds like an inherent contradiction. Okay. Then the Rambam goes on. The ketzad yargel adam atzma b'deos elu atchiyikvu bo. So then he says yasa v'yishana v'yishalish the ma'isim she'osa al pi adeos amtoyos v'yachzo ben tomid constant vigilance such you my sam kalim alav liya ben torah alav. The yikvu ades benafsha should become natural, like second nature. Lefisha shemos ha'elu nikra bohen hayotzer v'heim aderach ha'beinunis she'onu chayovim lelechas bo nikras derech zu derech Hashem v'hi shalom arav rama vinu levonov shenema ki yedativ lemana she'etzav es bonav es beso achor v'shamu derech ad Hashem lasos zokom mishpat. V'holech b'derech zu, mevitovo brochal atzmo, shenema l'man havi Hashem al Avram, eisah shadibra olov. So the Rambam says that these shemos nikro b'hen hayotzer, V'heim ha-derech ha-beinunis, she'anu chayev malachas bo, nikra derech zu, derech Hashem. So the question, I mean, of course, is very simple. The question is, first of all, like we asked before, if these are not really Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're not really Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but their only reason that we ascribe them to God is because Lo di Hashem drachum tovim v'yisharim, v'chayev adam lahanig atzmo b'hem, l'damo se l'ksitocho. I mean, why the necessity to ascribe it to God? And you see that people can make mistakes, like I mentioned before, that people make mistakes and think that that's the ultimate Yedias Hashem, and then of course they're into Akshamas HaBare, and their idea of the Bare is completely incorrect. I mean, so what's the purpose in that? I mean, why do you have to do that for? Why don't you just don't say anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just say Hashem Echad. And with regard to how a person should live, so you write a sefer Musar and you say, this is the way to live. What's the lidama sefer? What's the necessity for that? And in what way is he being medama? Okay? Yeah. Anybody want to try to answer that?
Well, because when you normally, if you were just to write a sefer of Midos, right?
Yes.
That wouldn't be, you know, necessarily what the emet is. That's just what it happens to be good for man to do. But when you ascribe these things to God, what you're basically saying is these activities are not just good midos for a person because that's the nature of a human. These are really in line with emet.
Yeah, okay, but the only thing is that it would seem like there's a falseness here. Because you're saying that you're ascribing them to God, and yet they don't really belong to God. And then, I mean, it would seem that that's not really a derech emes, because you're ascribing it to God, it doesn't belong to God, and then you're telling me I should be like God. But God is not really like that.
Well, how can you say it's not like that if Moshe received his midos from God directly? I mean, you can't say they really are meaningless in regards to God. I mean, they're definitely not attributes, but in terms of action, we have to say there are certain patterns.
Yeah. I think the reason, yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand, but that's more, you're not answering the question. Just,
no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, the answer, I think, is as follows. When we speak about God, we know that God, for instance, doesn't have compassion in the sense that we have. He doesn't have an emotion of compassion. Okay? Because that would be a denial of Achdus Hashem. Okay. But we say that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does stems from his Chochmah. And God is only Chochmah. God is only Chochmah. Like the Rambam says, he's the Odea, he's a Yadua, and this is something very difficult to understand. But God is Kulo Chochmah, and everything stems from his Chochmah. Okay? Now, insofar as man is concerned, man's challenge in this existence is nothing more, although it is the greatest thing, than to actualize his inner essence. What is his inner essence? His inner essence is the Tzelem Elokim. Now, Torah didn't use the term Tzelem Elokim for no reason. Because it means in man also partakes of Chochmah. It's a different kind of Chochmah. It's not really the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva. That our Chochmah, which is based on causality, is a different kind of Chochmah. God's Chochmah is totally different. But it is Chochmah. So the concept of Mahu Af'ato is really that we should be in line with our Tzelem Elokim, which is Chochmah. The Lidamos Elov really means to be what we were meant to be in the Bria. And we are Tzelem Elokim, which is a reflection, so to speak, of God's Chochmah. And therefore, for that reason, we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn from the ways of the ultimate Chachma, the ultimate ways of Chachma. Do you understand what I mean? You see, in the whole idea of Lidamos Elov, in that idea is the whole concept of the Tzelem HaLikim and the nature of our mission, so to speak, or the challenge of our lives. And that is based on one term, the term Tzelem HaLikim, because that's what we are in essence. And Tzelem HaLikim means that our essence really is Chochmah, and if we're governed by Chochmah, you see, then we're in line with our nature. Now, in terms of being governed by Chochmah, since we are a reflection, so to speak, of Chochmas Hashem, so we have a Tzelem HaLikim, so that's why we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in imitating His ways, we actualize our own Chochmah on our level, on the level of Tzelem HaLikim. In other words, the whole idea of Lidamos Elov, in that concept lies the whole Hashkafas Olam of what we are to do and what we are, you see. The basis of Lidamos Elov is the idea that we are the first portion of the Torah, is that we are a Tzelem HaLikim, and our mission in this existence is simply to realize what we are. Actualization of what we are. Actualization of what we are can only take place if the Tzelem HaLikim in our nature is followed ultimately. You see. Now, how do we do that? By observing Chochmas Hashem, which is the source of all Chochmah, and bringing our nature, insofar as our nature is capable of, bringing it in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah. Do you see? It's a delicate concept, really. That's why the Rambam says that the Derech HaEmtzoi is the ultimate Derech. Why? Because the only way a person's Tzelem HaLikim can function is when there is no tug of war, when there is no tug, so to speak, there is no tug on one side, from one side. Because if a person is steeped in an emotion, so then his mind is not free to function. So, Lidamos Elov, that's what the Rambam says, that's Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means, doesn't mean that these are God's Midos. That would be clearer. What it means is that the Nevi'im use these expressions in relationship to God to teach man that in order for him to be, insofar as he is a reflection of the Tzelem HaLikim, insofar as he is a Tzelem HaLikim, in order for him to be what he is, he has to live in the Derech HaMamutza. In other words, in the idea of the Ma'afato, in our concept of imitatio Deo is a completely different concept. I don't like the term, because that term usually implies a person that's trying the Yisim Kelekin. That's really the wrong method. that's based on a false concept of what a person is. That it's an arrogant, that's man's insatiable egoistic drive. But over here, on the contrary, this is to live in a way that the Tzelem HaLikim is satisfied. And that is the Derech HaMamutza, where there is no rule or no emotion reigns over the soul of man, you see. He's in the Derech HaMamutza. Then the Tzelem HaLikim functions properly. That's the Derech Hashem, that's the Derech Avram. And in that sense, in other words, what right do we have to imitate God? That idea is arrogance, as we said. No, our right is based on the Tzelem HaLikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Tzelem HaLikim. And therefore, insofar as we have Chochmah, our self-realization takes place through having that element function to the utmost. And how do we do that? By looking at Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he functions in our eyes, you see. Of course, it's still in our eyes, but that's good. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions in our eyes, and we bring ourselves in line with that derech. That's the derech Hashem. Okay? Maybe we'll stop here. I mean, I'd like to continue on a little more on this theme, but basically, I think sometimes it's good to just stop and absorb the idea. Okay? Maybe we'll elaborate a little more next week. But that's the basic idea.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Back to your question about why we couldn't have had the Sefer describe the Derech to how to live, why did it have to be expressed in terms of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I still don't see the answer, really.
Say it again?
Why couldn't we have had a Sefer in order
to... Oh, why we couldn't have a Sefer HaMusar? I'll tell you why. The Sefer HaMusar of Anhaga... That was somebody mentioned before. I think what they were saying was along that line. In other words, a sefer. Just to elaborate a little more. The sefer of Musa would imply that this is Hanhogas HaAdam, insofar as Adam is concerned. But really, what we say is what Yahadu says, that Hanhogas HaAdam is Hanhogas Tzelem HaLakim. The idea of Adam, our idea of Adam, is not Adam as a social being, you see, in which case, certain, if it was just Midos, then we'd say, yes, those are the good Midos for man. The good Midos, a good way for man to act. Practically, it's very good, and it's the best way for him to act. That would lack in the metaphysical aspect of understanding that when we say man acts that way, it's not simply a practical thing. It's because he's fulfilling his Tzelem HaLakim, which is a metaphysical entity. And that metaphysical entity stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Mokar, the source of all Chochma, and that entity has to live in accordance with what it is masig from the source of all Chochma. Even though our Das is not complete, but it's that's a phenomenon. That's what the Rambam says. That idea, he says, is gedola me'eretz midah rachav mariyam, and he can't explain it in Hilchos Tshuva. But that even though our chachma, the concept the Rambam's talking about is even though our chachma is nothing like God's chachma, but somehow it is still related to it. It is still related to it. And in our sphere. In our sphere of function, in our sphere of operation, we partake of a metaphysical entity in that we partake of Chachma, and therefore it must be that the way that we function in our metaphysical self has to be based upon our perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And if it's just a practical book, it has nothing to do with turning to God. But our concept of Malafata is a relationship between man and God. And that was established on the Sheshimei Bereshis, on Vayivra Lakim Esa Odom Betzalmo. Betzalmo Lakim Bara also. So that's part of the definition and the realization of the Tzelem HaLakim. If a person just follows those ways out of practicality, you see, and not with the idea that he is Midama Elov, you see, not with that idea, then he is completely removed from God. Whereas if he does those same activities with the idea of Lidamos Elov, then he is functioning as a metaphysical being. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Rabbi?
Yeah.
It seems to be the Chiddush is the fact that even though our Chachma is completely different,